I'm going to give you an even better face. And I think it is a really better face. I'm going to give you a face of a 70-year-old war veteran. A gentleman who put his life on the line to protect our democracy. And when he came home after defending our country, wrote a bad check. And for 30 years, he was not even allowed to vote. And there are thousands of veterans that have put their bodies on the line in the war on terror, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, Vietnam, men and women who have served our country, but they come back with PTSD, or maybe they come back with an addiction problem, they get in a bar fight, and because they made a simple mistake, these heroes are told that they're no longer a citizen of this country. That's the face I like to put on it.
Thanks, Esmond.
Let me give you another face of a gentleman that lived right down the street from here. And excuse me if I tear up a little bit, because this elderly man, I thought he could vote, and I walked him to the polling location to vote. And when he went there, they all of a sudden told him he couldn't vote. And when we checked, he couldn't vote because 10 years ago, he had a felony conviction for driving with a suspended license. And when I looked in this man's eyes, I seen my father. And for some reason, that polling location was right across the street, that library on MLK, right across the street from that polling location was a graveyard. And the only thing I could think about was this man was going to die before he even get the right to vote back. That's a face that stays in my mind, and it needs to stay in everybody else's mind. American citizen being that denied the opportunity that people would die and not even be able to have their voices heard.